Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively not in Tampa, Florida right now. 27 straight years of Super Bowl journeys, and I guess for the last decade or so, this guy has been a part of it. And this is kind of the neat part, because I'm doing a lot of virtual Radio Row this week, but I haven't had anybody on yet virtually from the real Radio Row. He makes his home, I believe, in the other side of Florida, but
West Palm Beach.
Long, long time over in Tampa, Florida, as an offensive lineman at center for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We welcome the man, the myth, the legend, back onto the program from the real Radio Row. Randy Grimes joins us. How are you, man? I mean, I've obviously been thinking a little bit about you because Tampa being down there, but this has been a real rough year for mental health, man, and a line of work that you've decided to go into when your playing days were over.
You're right. And, you know, the one thing that they're telling everybody to do is isolate, which is the one thing I tell everybody not to do, you know, with this disease of addiction and substance abuse and mental health issues. So, you know, it's been a struggle through that, but we found ways through it. And I'll talk about that later. But, man, I sure miss you this year down here. Radio Row is not the same without you. And it's just a shell of what it usually is. But I'm glad to be in Tampa. I'm glad for the electricity and the excitement in this city. I'm so happy for these fans because, you know, thinking back since I got here in 1983, you know, they've always been loyal through a lot of lean seasons, and they always turned out. They showed up. They sold out the old sombrero. They were always there. And I'm just so excited for them. And I know that we gave them a Super Bowl win in 2002, but to do it here in their hometown, home team, Tom Brady, everybody playing good, everything hitting on all cylinders. I'm just excited for the fans.
Randy Grimes, former Tampa Bay Buccaneer, now working over in the Palm Beach area in Florida, helping people really all over the country and helping former players. You got your NFLPA gear going on. You got your iPad, man. Is there anybody on Radio Row? Like, literally, is there anybody down there? What's it look like? I mean, that's 27 years. Chris Pike has said he had some pictures. And he said, "There's literally, oh my God, Randy, there's nobody there. Oh my!"
Hey, she's gonna email. Sonya's gonna email you a video, but that's how sad it is here.
Well, you know, year after year, you've come down with a lot of different players and helping different players and addiction. And it's personal for you. You know what I mean? Like, and I've sat with you. Right. I've seen your transformation. I've met your wife, your family, year after year. I know this was a big deal coming back to Tampa. It's sort of a flagship thing for you. Run me through the last year, because you and I were together. Kobe Bryant had just died a year ago. We were sitting over in Miami. I was eating some Cuban food, Randy. You know I was. And
you were.
And we had heard about this thing from China and heard about the virus and whatever. And now it's completely, you know, usurped all of our lives. And I can't imagine for what your line of work is and what you're trying to do in helping players. Give me a little peek behind the door of what began happening in March, April, and May with your world.
Well, you know, it's crazy because we didn't know how to handle this. We knew that we had to keep people accountable. And thank goodness for virtual meetings, you know. Thank goodness that we were able to virtually plug in with our sponsors. Thank goodness we were virtually able to plug in with our sponsees. Because, you know, with this disease and being in recovery, accountability is the biggest thing. And, you know, I have to stay accountable to somebody every day. People have to stay accountable to me. And that's how it works. And, you know, we were already in a pandemic of substance abuse and mental health even before this pandemic started. So now we've got a pandemic within a pandemic that we're battling.
Well, imagine at your lowest point, and you tell people that we were in a plague when that happened too. When your wife and you fall, you know, like when all the bad things happen and you're rock bottom and you're in the middle of a plague, I can't, you know, you could put yourself in that place, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, this year has not been any different. It's been tough on everybody. And but, you know, we're going to make it through. We're going to make it through. And there's a lot of people getting help. And my message today is that it's OK to not be OK, but it's not OK to not ask for help. You got to put your hand up and ask for help. And I mean, you know, my story, you know, I started my addiction started as a member of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I was that guy willing to do whatever I had to stay out on the field. And that meant you know, taking handfuls of pain pills every day and handfuls of sleeping pills at night to get through to get to sleep through the throbbing pain.
And when I think of you, I think of the movie North Dallas 40.
Exactly. That's the mentality of the NFL back then. It was stay in that huddle. You pick yourself up, you dust yourself off, and you get back in the huddle. Big boys don't cry. That was the mentality back then. And, you know, I was willing to do it. I was willing to do whatever I had to be the best center that I could be, to play the game forever, to feed my family. You know, these are ways that I justified what I was calling a necessary evil, but in reality, it was a full-blown addiction. And listen, I was getting it from team doctors or team trainers or team mates or fans. So, or we had an open drug safe in the middle of the locker room. I could go get it myself if I wanted to. You know, that was the culture back then. It was that warrior mentality, that North Dallas 40 mentality.
Randy Grimes is here. Tell me what you're doing these days. You're over on the other coast, back in Tampa right now. And, you know, I think for everybody, Randy, I've been having fun here. It's been 20 years this week since we did this. And it was eight years ago today that the Ravens won the second title. So we're celebrating both of them. I had Matt Burke on this week. We had Jack Del Rio and Brian and Marvin and Goose and, you know, all those guys. You can find all that. But Tampa's special for us, right? I mean, in 20 years later, Gasparilla, you know, all that's happened over there. Every time the plane lands in Tampa at the right side off the Dale Mabry, I see the stadium and I think about winning on January 28, 2001. And it's now been 20 years, but even that whole area changed with the baseball stadium, soccer stadium, downtown Tampa, and the Amalie Arena. We were there for hockey a couple years ago. I mean, I would think the 1985 version, you don't recognize Tampa sometime.
Look how good our sports teams did. Look at what the Rays did, what the Rowdies did, what the Lightning did, and now the Bucks. What a great time to be in Tampa Bay right now. Our sports teams are at their pinnacle right now. And it's just, it's, you know, I'm just so excited for all these fans. You know, Athletes in Recovery, the organization I started, the nonprofit that I started, proathletesinrecovery.org, and we send our athletes over here to Tampa, to White Sands Treatment Center. So, you know, I'm grateful for that relationship. It's an opportunity for me to spend more time in Tampa. You know, I live in West Palm Beach, but I get to spend more time in Tampa. I get to work with these athletes in this where it all started, you know, here in Tampa, Florida. So I'm grateful for the relationship with the White Sands Treatment Center.
Just keep him out of the Yucatan liquor stand, all right? I mean, that's old school for me. Yeah, you know, I knew I'd make you laugh with that one there. Maybe make you cry, but you got to stay.
I haven't heard that name in a long time.
Well, you know, this is true for me. I'm 52 now, Randy. You're maybe a little older than me, but back in the early 90s, the Orioles did spring training down in St. Pete. For a couple of years when I was a very young man, you know, 92, 93, 94. And, you know, we traversed the West Coast of Florida back then for baseball games in March and sunshine. Me and my buddies coming down there watching some ball. So we had some fun. For you with the Buccaneers, and I see your NFLPA, give me a little heart and soul on being a Bucs alum and what it's like to be a Bucs alum in 2021 and what it's like to be a football guy on the inside to see what Brady's doing and imported down there with Arians and Gronkowski and Brown and Sue and all Island of Misfit Toys brought together by Tom Brady. And like this, they're in a Super Bowl. I mean, it's really a glorious story, you know, outside of the plague and everything else that's going on. I will always regret not having it be normal to see a team in their hometown Super Bowl in a beautiful place with the best quarterback ever. This is a juicy storyline for this week. I think for anybody that's ever loved the Bucs or even likes football or likes football history.
You know, start off with being an alumni. You know, people still treat me like maybe I was part of this team. You know, like maybe I had something to do with what's going on right now. And, you know, I think they forget because everything's going so great. I think they forget that my best season was 6-10. You know, I had a couple of 2-14s and several 4-12 seasons. And my best season was 6-10. They forget that I played for 5 different head coaches and 6 different offensive line coaches and 10 different quarterbacks and 3 different general managers during that decade. You know, they forget about how it was such a revolving door back in that decade that you know, there was never any real consistency. So thank goodness they got this year's Bucks to make them forget about all those other old teams that were not very good.
But you had better uniforms. You had better uniforms. You did.
We had the great creamsicle uniforms. You're right.
You did.
And, you know, when they signed Brady, I didn't know how much gas he still had in the tank. I worried about that. I didn't know what he was going to bring down here physically. But you know what? Obviously, he proved us wrong. He's got plenty left still in the tank. But, you know, he brought that air of confidence to the huddle, to this young Tampa Bay Buccaneer team. And that's been the difference maker. And that's, you know, that makes him worth every penny that they pay him to be able to go back to a huddle. And it's really shown the last 3 weeks when they've been on the road and won these big games, because, you know, that's not an easy feat. But to be able to come back and see a guy like that in charge, a guy that's so confident, a guy that's calm and collected and ready to go for the next play, that's what this young team needed. And, man, look what they've done with it.
My man Randy Grimes is here. At one point, he did the huddle thing down there in his sombrero. Randy, I'm going to pull this up for you, man. I want you to look down on your screen. If we're out there, everybody can see I'm sharing. This is Ryan Jensen, former Raven here, who's snapping to Tom Brady. Jensen used to come out and do the show. When I left Jensen the last time, I was down there for the Capitals Lightning, and he and I and his wife Stephanie and their little baby, their baby was this big, man. I mean, like, he was little, like 3 months old. And we sat at Burns Steakhouse with bibs on, celebrating his contract. And we had a little Wagyu beef, and we had a little Cabernet Sauvignon, and upstairs into the upstairs dessert. So I want you to take care of all that when you're in Tampa for me, all right? Except the Cabernet.
I will.
But you get to the dessert bar there. I want you to get a big fat steak. Get the cream spinach. Do whatever it is you do there. And I know you know your way around, because I'm missing out on being down in Tampa. I love your adopted hometown, and we've had so much fun down there that every night this week I've said to Luke, we should be at Hat Tricks right now eating wings and drinking beer is what we should be doing.
But not Mons Venus, right?
Mons Venus came up last week. I mean, it was the 20th anniversary of the Super Bowl for some people. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday was the anniversary of some other issues out there on the Dale Mabry. Listen, it's always good to see you. I knew you'd get me a Mons Venus. Hey, if I can drop the Yucatan liquor stand, you can drop Mons Venus. How about that?
There we go.
Into the conversation. Hey, keep your practice going and working with some players. And I'm hoping you're in L.A. next year and we get to sit down and you bring some more players that you've been working with. And I know a lot of it's confidentiality, but right. I hope you bring me some success stories next year, including yourself.
I will, for sure. Look forward to seeing you out in L.A.
Hey, I'm rooting for the Bucks. I got my friends snapping to Tom Brady all night on Sunday night. I got to root for the Bucks.
There you go. There you go. And I love that guy, man. He's a mean, nasty center. I like the way he plays. I mean, he's going to block you, then he's going to bite you, then he's going to kick you on the way back to the huddle. And I love that, man.
He's beautiful, isn't he?
He's a mean, nasty sucker. I like him.
Good. I'll introduce you to one day. You can tell all war stories. When he might be able to show you a ring beginning Sunday night. Wouldn't that be something? Next time I get together with him.
It'd be nice, right?
A ring with a pirate on it. How about that? Randy Grimes, former Tampa Bay Buccaneer offensive lineman, and doing the good work and helping folks. Give everybody your website again and how they can find help, because, I mean, your real message is for people out there that are struggling, they can get help.
You can find me at proathletesinrecovery.org or randygrimespeaks.com. I've got a book coming out this summer, Off Center. Remind me not to ever write a book again, okay?
But I didn't even know you could read, let alone write.
I can't. So somebody else is reading it for me. And also White Sands Treatment Center here in Tampa, Florida. Okay. And listen, I'm so easy to find. If you can't find me, you're not trying very hard. And listen, I don't just work with athletes. I work with anybody seeking help from recovery. And my message today is that it's okay to not be okay, but it's not okay to not raise your hand and ask for help.
Randy, I appreciate you being there, and I appreciate you checking in from down at Radio Row. Stay 6 feet away from people, mask up, and let's keep you safe during all this. And I hope you have some fun on Sunday, right? I mean, I hope the Bucks championship will be fun for you as well.
We will, for sure. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. I'll see you in L.A.
It's weird rooting for Tom Brady. I'm not going to lie to you. That's all I'm going to say. Randy Grimes joining us here from Tampa, Florida, his adopted hometown, and the place where we once had some glory 20 years ago this week. We're celebrating all the Ravens championships here. It's been 8 years today, 20 years ago last week. You can go find Matt Burke, Jack Del Rio, all sorts of guests we've had this week out at BaltimorePositive.com.